Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bi.
Hello.
I think it's our anniversary issue.
Oh my
issue. Jesus.
This is
our anniversary issue.
This is an issue.
Like we're fucking Sports Illustrated.
Do you guys want to see our swimsuit issue? Do you want to see us in our old lady floppy hats and swim dresses?
You sure as fuck do. And yeah. I do have enough maxi dresses to fill a whole calendar. That's for sure. Want to see me in all my moo maxi dress glory?
Yes, we should do that. Moo calendar. Who wants it?
Middle aged Midwestern ladies in a moo calendar.
Beach moms.
Is she wearing a bra? Is she not wearing a bra? Who knows? You really can't tell either way, even with a bra.
My boobs are still down to my belly button.
Yep.
Ooh, check out my sweet ass shirt.
Oh, that's fun. I love it. Never trust the living from Beetlejuice. And it's like the funky cartoon faces, like the pulled out faces that the Maitlands do. That's fun.
Yeah, things that sort of look like Spy versus Spy.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
Isn't that sweet?
It's sweet.
That's my new shirt. Everyone's excited to wear it. So that was the one that I ordered and I thought it was a unisex.
Like, oh yeah.
Red unisex on the thing. I would have sworn to you that it said unisex. So I ordered a large. Did a large girl cut tee fit me, Shannon?
Probably not. So I mean, 3X barely fits me half the time in a girl cut, so.
This is a 3X girl cut.
Yeah.
Not that much extra room.
No.
You have a lot more boob than me to fit into this.
They're always like, too tight. Like, I could probably get away with this, but the shirt looks painted on my body, so. Probably should lose a few pounds before I wear that. Anyway. Happy anniversary!
Exciting. Oh, here we are.
Season 9.
I know.
Yeah.
Now we have to think of a really fun new thing for it. Like you
logos,
have to.
Yeah. I was thinking of doing like Baby Yoda face and holes. Like maybe a Mandalorian Baby Yoda cover for this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
I dig it. We've been on a Baby Yoda kick.
Yeah. I've made up other ones that we've never used. Like I think there was like an old lady, like a Golden Girls type of one that was funny. There's been a few that we've done that we haven't used that, you know, were contenders for that.
Yes.
Photo. Yeah.
Well,
I'd ask our listeners to vote, but.
So we don't have any listeners. No one listens to us.
It's okay. I don't care.
I don't either. This is a ritual for the sake of being a ritual, right?
And people still, we do still have listeners. We probably still have 10, 13 listeners. At least downloads. Yeah, so. I am pretty sure Will still listens to us pretty regularly. And I know Javi's sporadic. Patrick's still pretty consistent, right?
I don't know. Patrick doesn't text me back anymore. I'm calling you out publicly right now on the podcast.
Ooh.
I miss talking to you. Our chats throughout the pandemic were super fun. We watched all kinds of great shows. Why don't you talk to me anymore? I thought we were friends. There, I done did it.
Done did it, Patrick. You done did it now, Patrick. You better respond. Tweet us at Bran and Maggie and at Shannon's Party and let us know what the fork is going on.
Yeah.
General Back Pain has new albums coming out too. Also, he's had a bunch of releases, so.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Make that content, put it out in the world, you know? Like, that's what this is about. This is about, for us, like, creating something. Mm-hmm. And it's a ritual, and it's good, right? So general back pain, you're creating, you're doing your passion project, and Shannon and I support that fully. And anybody else who has a passion project that they want to tell us about or share the content with us, you should let us know. You know, like, if you're creating, if you're making, we want to know about it. We care.
Will's been making kombucha from scratch.
See, that's the exact type of shit I want to know about.
And like, Ray gave him the starter bacteria.
That's so nice.
I know. Kind of exciting. Growing organisms. Making tea. Bacteria tea.
Ooh.
What?
So I had a couple of hilarious moments with my mother this week.
Are you going to tell about the gender reveal parties? Because I hope that's one of them, because that's my favorite.
One of the two. So the first one, my parents keep on having to go up north to like deal with the households of my grandparents. And dealing with shit. It's a lot. So they were gone again this weekend. And I was driving home and I drove up to their mailbox and I reached into the mailbox to get out the mail. And the letter that was on top just like dropped. And I opened my car door and I looked all around and I couldn't see it. And it was like about that big and it was in a manila envelope.
About a 5x7 manila envelope for people who can't see our video of our podcast.
Sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I pull forward and it is now smushed.
Did you hear it crunch?
Nope, not at all. It is now smushed and I realize that this tiny manila envelope was in fact a package.
Oh no.
That my mother had mail ordered. So I call her on the phone and like, she's like, hello. And I'm like, what did you order from Merle Norman? And she's like, what? I'm like, what did you order from Merle Norman? And I know their makeup. So I'm like, oh my God, like if this is lipstick, this is fucked. It is crushed. Like,
right. That is hilarious.
And she's like, I ordered, why are you, eyeshadow applicators? And she's like, they're very small and they fit in the other applicator. Why are you so upset? And I was like, I ran your package over with my car. She could not stop laughing.
That's hilarious. Because that's how traumatic things are to us now. Like, you ran it over and you're bawling in the driveway. Hysterical because you ran over this package that belongs to your mom and like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me?
Right.
Yay, COVID brain.
So she ordered like 15 or 20 and one was shattered and two more were broken and the rest of them were fine. So
that's cool. Just little like Mary Kay, like one-off users.
Yeah. Yeah. She likes them. They're slightly fancier than that. But she likes them because they fit in the compacts. Like they fit in all of her compacts. So she has that one. Those for her purse ones for she needs to like.
Touch up
because they're little.
Because that's how we applied makeup in 1987.
And she still does today.
I just graduated to brushes like a year or so ago. So yeah.
I did not know this. Yeah. No, I love brushes. I love brushes. How do I start using brushes? I know that, I mean, it had to have been around Florida or after Florida. So.
Yeah, no, this is pretty recent. Maybe 3 years at the most.
15 years I've been using brushes.
That's because I got a brush I think I didn't start using a brush till I got a bunch of unique makeup. I got a whole, like, because I joined, because it was cheaper to join and be a distributor than to buy the three things I needed. So I got a purse full of shit.
Good.
For the low, low price of $175. And I think that's when I started using brushes, because they sent you, like, a brush or two. And I'd always use the sponge applicators up to that point. And I swear to God, I think that's maybe at the most, that was when we just moved into this house, so like 4 years ago. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I literally just bought a giant brush set on Amazon this summer, like 23 brushes. I use approximately 2 out of that. So, starting to up my game.
Yeah, so I felt really upset, and my mom just laughed and laughed and laughed because I was so hysterical that I ran over her package. Yes, and then the other one, so horrible things in the world. Someone did a gender reveal party and burned down the whole West Coast.
It's currently burning down the West Coast.
Stop having baby sex parties.
Yes.
And I was explaining this to my mom, and I was getting really angry about it. And I was like, I hope they charge them, right? Like, I hope they charge that. And my mom goes, I don't think I know what a gender reveal party is. Like, she couldn't figure out why I was so mad.
Because it appears to possibly be something you should be supportive of. So,
right. I go, so what do you think it is? And she was like, when someone realizes they have a new gender and get to have a party. And I was like, that's what it should be, Mom. That's what it should
be. Yes, it should be a transgender reveal party.
Right?
Ta-da! Which I have seen. I have seen people do photo shoots of a gender reveal party, and it is their child coming out as transgendered.
Right.
So,
I'm here for
that. Yeah, I love it. They were like, we made a mistake 10 years ago. It's a boy, you know?
Yeah.
Very cute. Love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I had one friend say that they wanted to have one. And I was like, Nikki, I cannot wait to come to your gender reveal party when this is over. Yes. And then Ray said, I love it and want it. And I was like, Shannon and I will throw you one.
Yeah.
So I brought you in on that. And I figured, you know, Shannon's always down for a party. It's not a pandemic. Throw them one. We'll ask them, like, which flag they most identify with, so we know which color scheme we're gonna do.
Gender neutral. We'll just have to go with all the yellows and purples.
there's a gender queer flag.
Yeah,
there's a gender fluid flag. There's a non-binary flag.
Yes,
so there's multiple within that spectrum.
Yes,
so you know, I just wanted to ask them which one they prefer, so that but I agree with you. We'll do like yellow, like the
everything's yellow. We'll get classic, peeps.
Yeah, the classic
cupcakes.
Unknown baby from the 70s and 80s.
Streamers and balloons, all gender, yellow.
Gender
all
yellow.
Gender unknown, everything's yellow. At least now there's lilac purple, you know, into that mix. And mint green. There we go. It'll be a purple, you know, light purple, mint green, and yellow party.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be the gender neutral flag.
I love that. The other baby colors.
Right, the other baby colors.
Oh, this conversation is magic. I love it. So I posted that on Facebook, that my mom thought that a gender reveal party was when a trans person gets to have a party for coming out. And just the internet loved that.
Yes, everyone loved it. And everyone loves your mom. And we're all here for it. I didn't have one. I think they're kind of dumb. But two, I was just like, it's a girl. Woo. Hopefully. Like, that's actually what I kept saying. So they claim, they still claim, but you never know. Dude, my cousin was having a girl. Guess what? A boy came out of her vagina.
Mm-hmm. It can happen.
And guess what? They took all the fucking tags off of all those fucking clothes. That's why you don't take the tags off, people.
Don't take the tags off.
I tell everyone that. I was like, don't take the fucking tags off till you fucking wear that shit. I'm going to wear half of it. Take it all back now, actually. Take it all back now. Keep like 10 onesies. That's all you need. Fuck, I don't know.
So we skipped last week because I worked for like 10 Swiss cheese hours, which also is what everybody fucking wants from me. Can you work at 8 a.m.? No, bitch. Can you work at 9 p.m.? No, bitch. Like, everybody just wants me all these different times. Mm-hmm. And, like, I already opened my hours up a ton. And then my fucking dad, like, I cannot say a goddamn word without him criticizing me. So I was like, I'm open for 45 hours a week now. I've never been open for 45 hours a week. You can't get 45 hours a week if your start time is 3:30 every day after kids are out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But because so many kids are doing virtual school and have like call-in days and off days and blah, 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 I open at noon every day now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really want to be open at noon every day, Shannon?
Nope.
I don't. But I'm trying to be accommodating because we're still in a goddamn pandemic.
Mm-hmm. You want to be in a shower at noon, maybe.
Right. You know, like, I'm trying to accommodate the fact that the world is confusing and crazy. So I'm like, I'm open 45 hours a week and that's still not enough for people. And my dad was like, business owners work more than that all the time. Brum, 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 brum.
No, they fucking don't. Let me prove that to you, because all the shops in downtown fucking Brighton are open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Because I work 9 to 5 and I can't get to their fucking stores before 6 o'clock because of fucking traffic.
But here's the other thing though, Shannon. If I'm doing all 45 hours of tutoring, if I have a full schedule, I will be working between 50 and 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Because I have to manage my schedule. I have to pre-plan. I have to study for classes if I haven't done them in a while. Like, why, Dad, why do you have to be a fucking asshole about every goddamn thing?
Yeah. Well, you know, life is kind of in the toilet right now, so.
45 hours of being open for tutoring
means it's plenty.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honest to God, if my schedule ends up full, I might have to figure out something out because I won't be able to keep that up. I won't be able to handle that.
No.
But
I recommend you lower that back down to 40, actually. Take those 5 hours back.
I wasn't even open 40. It wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Before, because I was open. Wait, I can do this.
Knock it down to one to whenever.
Here's the thing. I was officially open. Here's what it is. I was officially open 40 hours, but people mostly didn't come past 9:30. Mm-hmm. I was open officially till 11 every night.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely worked that late.
Yeah.
Now I'm open noon to 9:30 every day.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, everybody's terrible. Everybody wants me to work at all goddamn hours. And the like big energy is basically like, what else do you have to do? I don't know, Trisha, my life, I have to make food and clean.
What are you doing? Mental health work? How about you? Career development? How about you? Like, my grandma just fucking died. Taking care of that shit. How about you? Fuck off, Karen.
Yeah. I don't know where Trisha came from, but I'm digging it as a, mm-hmm.
yeah.
as a name to, it feels real good. Say it angrily.
Trisha. Okay, Trisha. Stephanie, fucking Sharon,
Susan.
Susan,
that's my middle name.
Dorothy. Fucking dot,
god damn it.
Oh my god, we have to talk about Catherine today.
This story slayed me.
So
you sent me this picture and I was like, I have got to know more about what is going on right now.
So we get a great start to the day, minus the fact that it's pouring out and we kind of leave the house flustered. But up to that point, wonderful morning, no fighting, no screaming, no nothing. The bus goes by as we're walking through 2 yards. We forget a mask, have to turn back, blah, 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 blah. Catherine goes to school, comes back half a day, pick her up. Buses are running late, of course, because of traffic and shit. And she gets off the bus and she just bounds off. I had the best day ever. School's awesome. I never want to leave it.
Aww.
So really positive, really great. She's really excited to be back in school. And we get home and a little bit later, I have her open up her backpack and bring all her stuff out. and she brings out her folder, like the folder that comes home with you at the end of the week or whenever. And she's like, "Mommy, my name is Katie now." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "See, my teacher wrote it on my folder. And it says Katie on her folder in big red Sharpie." And I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I'm like, "How'd this happen, Catherine?" She said, "Oh, that's my name now." I'm like, "How'd that happen?" She's like, "Well, my teacher was doing, you know, calling our names. And she asked me, Catherine, do you prefer Catherine or Katie?" And Catherine went, "Katie's okay. I like that." Maggie, have we ever called Catherine anything other than Catherine?
You have not. I have called her Cat. And when she was younger, she goes, "Catherine."
Right.
She corrected me from shortening it to Cat.
Right.
So nobody has gotten away with calling her anything other than Catherine.
Catherine. And also minus those 2 weeks, she asked us to call her Uma. So, like, I hate Katie as a nickname for Catherine. Like, it grinds my nerves. And Scott hates it too. And Scott's like, "We'll just fix that. Just give me that red Sharpie. I'll fix it."
That sounds very Scott of Scott.
And I'm like, "Catherine, I'd rather call you Uma than Katie." Like, that's how much I like that nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed this. The thing is, we discussed it. We told her teachers would ask her, because Catherine is a big, long name. And teachers always ask, especially with big, long names, "Marguerite, do you have a preferred name?"
Yep.
"Do we call you Marguerite? Do we call you Maggie?"
Oh, no, I go by
Meg. Okay.
And here's the thing, too, is that in college, I stopped telling people that I went by Maggie. Like, there were a bunch of kids in the theater department. Everybody just called me Marguerite. Uh-huh. They started shortening it to shit I hated, mm-hmm. like Marg, Margie. I am not a Marg or a Margie.
Yeah.
Fuck right off here with that.
I'd call you Margo before I called you Margie. Like, fuck that. Yeah. So we're like, we are dumbfounded, because we went over like all the possible nicknames, and we're like, "Would you like to pick one now? Because your teacher is going to ask." And, you know, a very common nicknames for Catherine are Cat, Kathy, Katie, you know, Kay. You know, and so do you think you like any of those, or would you like to stick with Catherine? And this was during the whole like Uma Catherine debate too. So like, she decided, "I want to stick with Catherine." And then this witchy witch teacher just like blew her mind and wooed her. And all of a sudden she's Katie, like a little pet name for her new crush. I'm beside myself.
I might email the teacher and say that nobody has ever called her Katie and that she was excited to try it on.
Right?
Like, I might honestly email the teacher and be like, "Just so you know, like, there's a very good chance she won't ever answer to Katie because nobody's ever called her that before. She thought it sounded delightful, really wanted to try on having a new name." So, like,
"Dear teacher, no one's ever called her Katie her entire life. Good luck with that."
It's like, I think that might also be confusing for the teacher when she doesn't answer to Katie.
You know what? No, I want to let this ride out. Like, I want to, like, see what happens. I want to know if I'm getting an email about Catherine's inability to, like, pay attention in class because she doesn't answer to her name.
I love that.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. So half days this week, and then she'll go for a full days next week with virtual days on Wednesdays. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I hate everyone. Like, I saw a thing that said, like, across the 3 U of M campuses, there have already been almost 1,000 cases. 903 mm-hmm. was the number. And people are like, "That's not that many when you count all the people."
There's not that many people on campus. Like, okay, so Flint and Dearborn are commuter schools. I don't even know if we should be counting them. But, like, on U of M's campus, there's like no staff working. There's just like students who wanted to come back to school. They didn't even require people to come back to school as far as I know. Because like 90% of the courses are being held virtual to begin with. So I don't even know how many students are on campus, maybe a few thousand, which so 1,000 cases could be a lot. It depends on how many students are actually in town, which I don't know that number. So the potential number, I think, is like, isn't it like 40,000 that generally are on campus?
Yes.
So I know 40,000. I doubt 40,000 students are moved back to campus.
Right.
So.
And did you see the news about the Sturgis motorcycle?
I did just see that. They're projecting 250,000 cases, or are those confirmed now?
Those 250,000 related cases, so that includes people going back and taking it to their communities.
Mm-hmm.
That is like from spread from that event.
Yeah.
And that the total cost of that in public health costs is projected to be $12 billion.
Hope you enjoyed Bike Week and not wearing a mask because you're stubborn assholes.
I just like...
You can have fucking Bike Week. Wear a fucking mask.
I hate all of these anti-maskers. I got furious listening to an episode of This American Life the other day. Because on This American Life, they like went to this, you know, forum in a county to discuss reopening schools, and it was just 1,000 parents walking up to the microphone and yelling about liberty and Thomas Jefferson and not hurting children by forcing them to wear masks because it's a public health concern. Like bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, one of my favorite movies. That's Kristen Bell making fun of.
Yeah, I've only seen it like once or twice.
Bullshit.
Right.
So that's what it was. It was bullshit. And I hate it. And I'm angry. And we put up, we being my parents. My parents got a Biden-Harris sign. And they put it in the middle of their yard. And like the trees and bushes have grown up around the house so much. I was like, no one is even going to be able to see that thing.
The only way, and I know, like, I'm just guessing exactly where they put it, in the middle of your yard to the left, right?
Yeah. Yep.
The only way to see that area of your yard is to be coming from the other direction.
Yep.
Or literally driving down your driveway.
I know. That's why yeah, exactly. You can see it from the other direction.
You can't see it from the direction you're coming in from, like if I was going to your house.
Exactly.
Because everything, your front prairie is that tall. It's I don't want to call it overgrown because it's intentional. But your front yard prairie, your natural prairie is that tall and your trees are that grown.
Yeah.
You have pine trees. Like,
right.
Like giant Christmas trees in your front yard. There's like no way to see that until you're literally pulling into your driveway.
Which, so it was gone in a half day.
Yeah.
A half a day.
It's probably the neighbor on the corner that has all the Trump signs in the yard.
Yeah.
Back in the cul-de-sac there.
Well, I mean, it's one of the three. They're all conservatives and we know it. One of them has a thing in their, you know how like you'll walk into someone's house and it'll be like, you know, like a Bible verse right above, like when you walk in, mm-hmm. being like, this is my house and it serves the Lord or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Guess what's in their house in that spot like that?
A Trump quote?
Very close. No, it's the Second Amendment. So the like sign that they have that is like crocheted welcoming you to their house is the Second fucking Amendment.
Mm. I'm surprised it's not like good grief, good guns, good something. You know, isn't there a saying like that?
Right. It's not even a cute one.
Good Guns quote.
I was like, here's what we're going to do. When we get the next sign, I stay up all night. I'm just going to sit in the dark with holding one of Dad's guns. And then when someone shows up to steal it, be like, freeze, motherfucker, I'm going to shoot you. Right. And my parents were both like, that's a terrible idea. All those people back there are sharpshooters. And I was like, they totally would respect my right to defend my property because that's the kind of people they are. Mm-hmm. Nobody in this situation actually wants to get shot. I'm just calling a bluff. I'm just bluffing.
Right.
Like, I don't expect them to call my bluff. Nobody here wants to get shot. I'm just going to threaten them by holding a gun. I'm not even going to point it at them. I'm going to hold a gun and be like, listen, motherfucker, keep taking that sign. I have my gun and I'm here to defend my property. Because like I said, they're the kind of assholes who would respect that.
I'm really going to fuck up my algorithms Googling gun quotes, by the way.
You should have done that you should have opened a private.
Oh yeah, this is my work computer too.
Incognito page.
Right. I know there's something like good, you know, kind of like that good gravy, good Lord, let's eat, kind of something like that, but I think it's gun related. Anyway. Yeah.
Then my dad said that he was thinking of spray painting Biden on our lawn, huge, like 20-foot letters.
Here for it, yep.
Right? And I was like, okay. And then my next idea was a hand-printed sign right at the edge of our driveway that says, for every time you steal our yard sign, I am donating $100 to the Biden campaign.
I just got an inheritance, bitch. Trust me.
Yeah, I just got my inheritance, bitch. Fucking try me.
A OBGYN that I follow on TikTok literally just did that. She does a bunch of sex-positive videos. She gets a lot of trollers. She gets a lot of people that troll her. And this one person in particular was really on her ass one day. And so she came right out and said, for every comment you make, I'm donating $100 in your name to this sex positive nonprofit.
Perfect.
Guess how much money she donated, wrote a check to that nonprofit.
How much?
$2,300.
Oh my Jeebus.
Yeah. It was crazy.
That is wild.
In that person's name. I love it.
That is wild.
That's what you should say. For every time you steal my sign, I'm donating to Biden in your name. And yes, I know who you are. Or you could just put up a sign that says, you're on candid camera, bitch. Like, Everyone
suggested cameras. If they're stealing rings at night, it's not going to pick shit up.
Yeah. I don't know. Those rings are pretty good. Cat, go away. Like, why doesn't everyone? No one leaves me alone in this house, Maggie.
You're not allowed.
Cats, dogs, kids, husband, no one.
You know, your cat is such a goddamn slut. You heard me.
Yep. What is good in the world? Back to school's going on.
Yep.
College kids are spreading COVID and STDs.
Got it. We didn't talk about content. I watched The Little Hours. The Little Hours, is that what it was called?
I don't know.
It's a ridiculous, ridiculous movie, and I enjoyed it. Yeah, The Little Hours. It's about a nun, and it's about a convent, and they're all insane. All of the nuns, they swear, they have lesbian sex with each other. One of them's a witch trying to make the other ones become a witch. And then, the cast.
Kind of loving all of that. Yeah. What was it called again?
The Little Hours.
Little Hours.
So the nuns.
Where is it? Netflix? Hulu?
Yep. Netflix. Kate McTucci, the little one, the little dark haired one from Garfunkel and Oates.
Oh, yeah.
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, my gosh.
And Allison Brie. Those are those are the three main nuns.
The little hours right there.
Add Molly Shannon plays Mother Superior.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
John C. Reilly plays the father, like the, you know, priest. And then they get a farmhand played by Dave Franco, and they all try to fuck him.
Hilarious. I love it.
It's dark. Like, it sounds like it's ludicrous, and it is. It is as ridiculous as you're imagining, but it's also, like, dark. It's a dark comedy. So,
Oh my God.
I was all on board for it. You should definitely watch the trailer for it.
I put it in my queue.
So
it is in my queue. I finally watched The Witcher. And yeah. I had started it back in the spring, and then COVID hit, and that's not something I can watch around my kid, and I can't watch shit like that after dark because then I'll have, like, crazy zombie dreams.
Right.
So, this weekend, we were home, not really doing much, and Scott's like, let's do it. Let's watch it. I'm like, okay, let's watch it. So, we started episode two, and we finished the last three last night. So I power watched, you know, seven episodes of The Witcher over the weekend. So that was fun. It was good. So it was very reminiscent of Game of Thrones. Like, there's a lot of storylines. They time travel, they jump timelines a ton, and you don't realize it. I only knew about it because you and Scott warned me about the time jumping.
Yeah,
so,
I had to rewatch it because of that, to be aware.
So, but it was good. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So the last scene was kind of funny, so.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I thought for sure, though, like, that the show was going to go past that. I was like, because that's where I thought we were going that whole time.
Right.
And I was like, that was the end of the season? No.
Yeah. And I can't believe, like, legit how, like, I'm assuming everyone's seen it by now but me, like, he was there when the city was burning and she got away, and like, I'm like, how did that happen? He is super smart. How did that happen? Because you know why, Maggie? He fucking ran up the stairs instead of out the front door like you're supposed to in a horror movie.
Right.
The smart blonde ran out the front door, and the dumb witcher ran upstairs.
Yep.
With the fork.
You know, so. What a ding dong.
Ding dong.
The other thing I watched that I loved, like, loved more than I thought I was going to love, was Eurovision Song Contest.
I love it so hard. We've watched it three times now.
It's
so good.
Keep watching. So, like, not
the very beginning.
No. But, like, the situation with the boat makes me laugh every fucking time. So I'm not trying to give away spoilers because I know that this isn't something that everyone has watched. So I'm trying to be vague. So, you guys, the boat party is hilarious.
Yeah, you guys are gonna love it. That.
I cackled.
Yeah.
And then I gasped and then I cackled.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And then the song from the dramatic climax of the movie, I watch it every day.
Aww, that's fun.
I
like the party scenes, really fun.
Oh my God, so fun.
And the fairies?
Yeah.
Are they fairies? They're fairies, right?
Elves.
Elves, the elves.
The elves are great.
The Icelandic elves. Mm-hmm. Which are real, like, those houses and those stories are legit.
They are.
So,
it was a Gish item a couple years ago, and I did it.
Yeah.
About the tiny elf houses in, I'm trying to see if I can pull up my, it's just going to be too difficult. Wait.
Yeah.
If I go to photos.
So I highly recommend Eurovision. If you're not a big Will Ferrell fan, this is more of along the lines of Blades of Glory than, you know, Talladega Nights. It's smart funny. And I think the cast is really well-rounded and the storyline's really great. And they did write and produce the movie, like, with Eurovision consultants. So they were all on board with all the crap they did.
Yeah.
And how dramatic and over the top it was. And when they saw the final product, they were all tickled pink with how great it came out.
I love that.
Because they were all like, yeah, that's Eurovision. Right, and of course, I'm like, how come we don't watch Eurovision? And Scott's like, it's fucking Europe, you idiot.
I love Eurovision, though. It's so great.
I think we should watch it. I don't know why we don't watch it or participate, but whatever.
I mean, I don't even care that it's only Europeans. I'm sure that people in other countries have seen things like...
It's a big deal.
It's a huge fucking deal. I didn't know what a big fucking deal it was until I lived in Spain in 2004. And I was like, excuse me, this what? Now what?
Yeah.
But it is a big fucking deal. You know who... I mean, you know that part at the beginning is real. That in
with 19... ABBA. Yeah,
that they actually won with Waterloo in the early 70s. Okay.
That's hilarious, by the way, because they have much better songs than Waterloo.
That was the song that they took to Eurovision that year.
Yep.
And the Eurovision rule is that it's the same song for every round. Like, it's about, it's the song contest. The contest is about the song, like, not like how good of a singer you are. Okay. So the dish item for the Icelandic elves was that there's like elf houses everywhere, and so you need to make an elf discotheque for them to go to. Mm-hmm. So this was mine. So I did it right by the little fairy door.
Yeah.
And I made a little disco, and I even wrote in Icelandic above the door. I like
discotheque.
So.
That's awesome. And you put that next to one of the fairy doors in Ann Arbor.
Yep.
Awesome. Was that, that's the bookstore, right?
No, that one was Peaceable Kingdom.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, which was a knick-knack store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my one. So I even knew about those Icelandic elves before this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep on watching the hometown song.
Oh, yes.
I just keep watching it. I love that song.
They wrote that song just for the movie.
Yeah.
And it just like in the movie, it tested better with the audience watching the movie than any of the other songs.
It's a fucking great song.
I just played that song. I'm not playing it again. You won't play it again because I want it.
I'm not gay. I'm just Russian.
Right. Oh, that is a legit thing in Russia, man. You're not allowed to be gay.
I'm sorry. I really avoided giving direct spoilers, but I am going to fully spoil this. When he's like, no, I braided your hair. And she's like, how long did this take? And he was like, 6 hours while she slept. Right. That made me laugh so hard. Like,
Catherine was like, oh, that's pretty. Can you do my hair? I was like, no, you heard him. It takes 6 hours.
I love that.
It probably should take an hour at the most, honestly.
Yeah, no, it should take an hour. What? She was sleeping.
She was sleeping. So he had to wait till she tossed and turned to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I laughed really hard at that part. That reminds me of a prank I pulled on my friend once. So I thought this prank was hilarious. So my friend fell asleep first at my birthday party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know how like people would prank the kid who fell asleep first. And what I did as a prank for her, she fell asleep like a normal human. And I put curlers, like just soft foam curlers in her hair while she slept. Cause I thought that was a hilarious prank.
That is hilarious.
It doesn't hurt anyone.
No. She didn't think it was. She was funny.
So hysterically upset, she called her mom at 2 a.m. and asked to be picked up.
Like from college?
No. We were in high school, elementary, middle school. We were teens. Tweens are teens.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like sexually assaulted at a sleepover and didn't call my mom. So, like, that's a little extreme. curlers in her hair. I was beat up at one, like, legit, on accident. And, like, sexually assaulted at another. So...
I think putting curlers in someone's hair, I still stand by that. That is a funny ass prank.
That's fucking hilarious. I stand by it too.
I mean, I think what she was upset about was feeling like she was being made fun of and was the butt of some joke.
Well, she was, because you don't fall asleep first at a party. But whatever.
I only did it to her because they did the like classic bra in the freezer to me at a previous one for falling asleep first.
Yeah.
I actually never would have done shit to her. But
I mean, you didn't Sharpie her face. You should have been like, I didn't Sharpie your face. And that's usually what happens. The first person who passes out at a party gets a dick drawn on their forehead in Sharpie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think
curling your hair like Shirley Temple is pretty damn tame compared to a dick on your forehead.
It's a fucking funny prank. It's a funny prank because you went.
I love it.
You went to bed with straight hair.
And you woke up looking like Shirley Temple. That's fucking hilarious.
That's a funny prank. I stand by this prank.
I back it up.
Thank you. But that just made me.
Y'all go try that now at your next party, because we're all middle-aged and that's hilarious. And we should all be doing that instead of drawing dicks on people's foreheads.
Yeah. Curling their hair. Doing someone's hair while they sleep into fancy braids or curls is the new party prank.
There you go.
Shannon and I have decided.
Change approved. Oh, man. That's hilarious. So, yeah, the time I sexually got assaulted at a sleepover.
Jesus, yes.
It actually happened, like, the next day in broad daylight. What happened is I was at a sleepover with a bunch of girls that turned into, like, an all-day excursion, and we were at a pool at a stranger's apartment complex.
Okay.
So this mom took a bunch of teenage girls in bikinis to a pool at an apartment complex that had a bunch of adults around it. Mm-hmm. And the girls I borrowed a bikini, and it was one of those tie bikinis. So everything tied behind the neck, around my rib cage, and at each of my hips.
Yeah.
And the girls thought it would be really fucking hilarious to untie all my bits and pieces in the pool all afternoon. And it wasn't just like once or twice. It was like fucking all afternoon.
I hate that.
Ended up like crying hysterically in the pool because I'm like naked in a pool with adults around me.
Right.
And pretty sure that when we got back to the house, I insisted on calling my mom and leaving. And then never talking to that girl again. And then of course, like, you don't realize that's sexual assault till like you're 40. And you're like, oh, that was sexual harassment and assault. Awesome. Great. It wasn't just kids being funny. Like, that's fucking serious.
Right.
Because I can't tell you how many times I beg them to stop. No, please don't. Please don't do this.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Surprise. The other time I got kind of beat up. I got a black eye. We were watching Clue all night long. We were way younger. Not Clueless, Clue. And someone jumped on my back and like pushed my face down, and my eye hit the edge of the pullout bed. Oh. And I got like an instant black eye.
Oh.
So that bone, that cheekbone right there underneath your eye socket, like hit
orbital,
that bar, that metal bar at the front of a pullout bed. And I got a black eye. I don't think those girls ever sexually assaulted me.
I know. I mean, I think about that. There was a guy who did, and I didn't think of it as sexual assault at the time. Now I'm like, yeah, no, that was. He just kept groping me and kissing me when I told him to stop. That's what that is. And like, I told my friend about it, my guy friend about it the next day, and he was like incensed at me. He was like, why didn't you call me and tell me to come back to my party? It was a party at my house, and this guy would not leave and kept groping me.
Yeah.
And my other guy friend, I told him about it, and my other guy friend was like, you should have called me back. And it was when he was that upset that I realized I should have been also.
But that's how much we're used to it.
Yep. Yep.
So we don't think about it because it happens all the time.
True facts. So,
and then when it happens to guys from women, men aren't believed either.
I know.
Because as a man, you're supposed to like that attention. Right. Regardless if you want it or not.
Well, this took a serious turn real fast.
Damn it! Go back to Eurovision.
Eurovision. Waterloo!
You suck! Sing ya ya ding dong!
Yeah. Let's see what I was going to say. What else have I watched?
I tell you what, I haven't been watching nonstop.
You haven't watched David's Creek lately?
I mean, I have, but not nonstop. Like, I think I went 5 whole days without watching it at one point. And most this last weekend, so.
So, my dad said to me many times that the live-action Jungle Book was incredible and I needed to watch it. And I just kept ignoring him. Yes. And then finally I did, and it's fantastic. It's better than the cartoon.
Huh. Live action Jungle Book. A few years ago, right?
Yeah. Live action Jungle Book is where it's at. I'm a big fan. I might watch it again. I really, really enjoyed it.
A lot. Speaking of Disney remakes, a lot of hullabaloo regarding Mulan coming out.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just like, just go back and watch Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That was better anyway. Or there was an international remake of Mulan anyway a few years ago, and a lot of people are saying that's way better too.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was interested in watching it because when I went to a bunch of movies back before in the winter before COVID, it was like before every single movie, and I was like, it looks so good, and I love Mulan.
It looks great. It looks amazing. It has a total Asian cast. At least the actors are Asian. I don't know about the production crew and the writing crew, but it does look really great. However, the main actress is supporting China and it's like reabsorption of Hong Kong. And that's been like a huge issue for the last year. Hong Kong's trying to maintain their independence and China's pretty much telling them to shove it up their ass and you belong to us again.
Yeah.
And that's not cool. And the main actress who plays Mulan's like, woo, China. So right. That's a big deal. But a lot of people also don't want to like punish the rest of the actors because she's being a dick.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
About everything. So one thing is, I was like, I don't necessarily think, like once I thought about this, I don't want to set the precedent that streaming things that are supposed to be all-inclusive can start charging for premium content. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to become a thing.
Oh, yeah. So Disney charging $30 to watch a Disney movie on Disney Plus is bullshit. Yes.
Right.
But, like, if it was on Amazon, I would totally pay $30 on Amazon to watch it because Amazon streams everyone. And right. Amazon's already doing that. Like, Amazon's already partnering with all the other major movie distributors to do that movie release rental. So you can go watch Bill and Ted's right now for $20 and have it for 48 hours. And they right. piloted that with Trolls World Tour. So I bet you damn ass I watched that 6 times that weekend. Pretty good movie, by the way.
Yeah, I did Onward right when it first came out. Oh, so it was, yeah,
Onward's a Disney movie. Did that come out before Disney Plus?
No, it came out after.
Okay.
But I feel like I rented it on Amazon. Like,
you're right. You could rent it on Amazon when it came out. Because I remember seeing the title bar and but not wanting to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, I did. I did movie night with my parents and we rented Onward for $20 and I had a delightful time. I actually watched Trolls World Tour for the first time, like the day before yesterday. It was cute. Huh?
Yeah. Scott really loved the Rock and Roll Trolls. So I got him a pop troll of the Queen of Rock. So
Rachel Bloom. I love her.
Yeah. So you said it's setting a
bad precedent.
Yeah. Bad precedent.
Bad precedent. Right. I agree with you. If it was on Amazon, like there's, first of all, like you have Amazon Prime Video that comes with your Amazon Prime. Amazon is not like supposed to be strictly a streaming service and you're not paying strictly for a streaming service.
Right. It's a conglomerate of streaming.
Right. Right. Which is why
you can get HBO Plus through Amazon. You can get Stars, Encore, all sorts of shit.
Right. Right. Exactly. So that's why it feels different getting Onward from Amazon Prime than it would feel paying Disney Plus, right? Paying Disney extra on Disney Plus, right? So I don't want that to become like a thing. So that was one reason. And then another thing I saw, so like what I love about Mulan, the animated feature, two things that I really love. One, Li Shang, bisexual icon. He is attracted to Mulan in boy mode.
Right.
First of all, they take that part out. Li Shang's not even in it. And the dude who, like the love interest dude, isn't attracted to her in boy mode. He hates her. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the, like, I'm kind of into you and you're a guy thing.
Right.
Bisexual icon. So that part disappoints me. And then the other thing, and I've read this a bunch, is that like, what I love about Mulan, the cartoon movie, is that she shows up there and has no idea what she's doing and has to fake it and has to work hard. And when she saves the day, she's using her wits, not her strength.
Right.
And this Mulan in the live action one starts out doing Matrix style flips and shit from the beginning of the movie. She's mm-hmm. already a kung fu master. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to Mary Sue Mulan up?
Right.
So once I like found out more information about it, I was like, I mean, I guess I'll watch it when it becomes part of the streaming service, but I'm definitely not paying for it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure that I'll enjoy it that much.
I did look amazing, the previews in the theater.
Yeah, the previews looked great.
I was excited to see it in the theater, but I'm not excited about paying $30 on something I already pay for.
Exactly.
So I might consider $20 on Amazon if we really, really wanted to see it.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'd rather pay $20 to see Bill and Ted than Mulan.
Yeah. So. I have to tell you, I was considering it.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? It is about that time. So that time. We should wrap it up for... Shit, our ninth, starting of our ninth season.
Woo!
Hooray!
So one of the things we forgot to talk about, and this is important because it feeds into internet thing of the week, was the Trump boat parade where a bunch of the boats sank.
Yes.
What a highlight of my week.
We're at 2:48 this week.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you. And it's such a comment. So, you know, the large boats, by not following the rules, by going too fast and going too close, sunk the smaller boats. And like, what a comment, what a brilliant political commentary.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? The big, expensive, rich boats were dicks and sunk all the small boats. What does that sound like?
I don't know. So, it was hilarious. It spawned 1,000 memes. It made me so happy.
Yep. And my favorite meme that I saw from that was a picture of the boats sinking, and it had a picture of Poseidon behind it, and it said Poseidon for Biden 2020.
Yeah, the other great one, you know, Twitter God, right? You know, Twitter God.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Twitter God. Yep.
You guys would all know the picture. It's a cartoon, the cartoon picture. So he's on Twitter and Facebook. And God tweeted and said, I sunk those boats. Yes.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Golden Girls tonight.
Oh, shit. We can do that real quick. Yeah, we can do that real quick. Shannon and I watched the Golden Girls. So it was Black Golden Girls. And they did just like a table read. So, and I actually wanted to point this out too. You and I said, I said ages ago that they were going to find new creative ways to create content during pandemic times.
Yep.
And we watched a Zoom table read of a Golden Girls episode done by an all Black cast. And it was delightful.
Yes. So it was Elfrey Woodward, Tracy Ellis Ross, Sanaa Lathan, right? And Regina King.
They were great.
It was so funny. And they did the flu episode when Rose gives all the girls the flu and they're supposed to go to this big, big gala at the end of the week.
Yep.
So, and but it was a live table reading. They practiced it a little bit, but they had little costume changes. The director is a Black female director, and I forget who it is, but she was actually in Black as Fuck as a creator in there. Gina Price Bythewood.
Hmm. Yeah, she was great too.
Oh, and hosted by the actress, creator, Lena Waithe. That's who it was, Lena Waithe. W-A-I-T-H-E was the one running the show, the narrator. So they changed their names to the character names. On the Zoom call. Sexy doctor from Grey's Anatomy, Jackson.
Said all last male name. Parts.
All male parts. And he did costume changes. He did little quick little costume changes for each one of their dates, which built upon each other. So it was like a black turtleneck, and then he added a scarf, and then he added a jacket, and then I think he added a hat or something. Like he added something to, you know, make it appear that, you know, I'm changing characters now. But it was like all male parts. It was really, it was very delightful. I enjoyed it, and I would definitely watch another one. I'd pay a few dollars to watch something like that too in the future.
I would definitely contribute to content like that.
They didn't ask for donations. They just really wanted people to get out and complete the census and make sure they were registered to vote. And that was their platform. They were like, this is your to-do list before watching this tonight. Register to vote, complete your census. So that was their platform for the evening, and it was great.
Yeah.
The Zoom where it happened.
All right, so I have one more internet thing of the week, and then we can wrap it up.
All right.
So this person put on their door to their classroom, wash your hands like you made your husband kill the king and you can't get the blood off. English teacher, obviously.
I like it. I feel like wash your hands like you just cut a fresh jalapeno.
All right, you guys, find us everywhere. That More Thing, that's the name of the podcast that you're listening to. We do want to know about the content you're creating. I stand by that. Let us know. Also, find me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
This has been episode 248 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
I wanna take you to a gay bar. I wanna take you to a gay bar.